Hello and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, Director of Education and Community Engagement here at KXEI. And today I'm here with Roberto Wolf, Program Director for the Northern Jaguar Project. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
What is your organization's mission and vision?
Well, the mission of the Northern Jaguar Project is to preserve and recover the northernmost population of the jaguar, but also its natural habitat and all the wildlife species under its protection as a flagship, as an umbrella, and a keystone species. And our mission is that this way we can strengthen the northernmost breeding population so that it may come back by its own to recover the territory in the United States.
And how does your organization work towards that mission?
Well, we work over four specific strategies. Shortly, it's specific scientific research because science is the base for our work. And then we work with the Northern Jaguar Reserve, which is a 56,000-acre big reserve in the state of Sonora in the northernmost known breeding population of the jaguar. And we have an environmental education program in the regions. And I think which is more especially interesting is our Viviendo con Felinos program, which means living with felines. Through this program, we have 21 ranchers, cattle ranchers enrolled that are surrounding the reserve, and they commit to protect wildlife in general, especially also the wild felines that are in the region. And they allow us to increase our research area, to put motion trigger cameras on their land. They can coexist. They can still be cattle growers. And that's the interesting part of Viviendo con Felinos, because it has also changed the community in a way that, for example, the last municipal administration decided to put the jaguar on their logo as a special identity of the town of Saguaripa in Sonora. And this is something that's having some success in changing the community's perception of jaguars and wild predators in general in the region.
And do you have any upcoming events?
Yes. Right now, here in Tucson, we will have soon the screening of the movie The American Southwest. The movie is not completely about jaguars, although it is involving jaguars, and that footage was taken on the Northern Jaguar Reserve with their special equipment. The movie is also very interesting because it talks about the watershed of the Colorado River and all the problems and conservation issues. But then it's going to be available in several theaters in the state. Well, we're also involved recently because in the first week of August 2025, there was a new sighting of a jaguar in the state of Arizona, south of the city of Tucson. The presence of this animal in our state is something very valuable. This animal has been here before. He left, went back to Mexico, and now he's back in Arizona. We are not having a trouble with the presence of the jaguar. There is no incident, a predation incident. There is no pet killed, no cattle killed. Nobody knows about the jaguar. We just know because there are some cameras set out there. In this case, it is the University of Arizona who is making that research effort, and they got this record of this jaguar coming back to Arizona. And this is meaning for the next weeks, we will probably have more sightings of that jaguar.
How can people find out about the Northern Jaguar Project?
You can find us. We have our website. It's northernjaguarproject.org. Or we have also an Instagram and a Facebook page that you can find also as Northern Jaguar Project.
Great. Thank you so much for being here, Roberto, and sharing about the Northern Jaguar Project.
Thank you so much for having us.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.